I just had the worst date. Oh my God. After my divorce, I used to always joke that the next time I get married, it's going to be to a really rich man because, and I know people are gonna be in my comments, not all men do it. Okay. But when they cheat and lie, when the man cheats and lies, I'll cry in a Range Rover instead of a Nissan Rogue. Okay. So this man is older. I'll be 27 at the end of the month and he's 41. Okay. So a little bit older. This man is a surgeon, and I know you want to be like, okay, Devaney, okay, no. He mentioned his salary more times than I took a bite of food, okay? He makes $350K a year. Yeah. I choose being poor. He talked about how handsome he is, and how fit and sexy his body is. That everyone thinks he's 25, divorced, and he has 3 kids. 1 is his, 2 is our stepkids that he raised. Then I found out the oldest daughter is 23. Maybe I went to school with her. Maybe she was on my cheer team, I don't know. He made a point to show me pictures and in person of his brand new Camaro and pictures of all of his collection of cars. I talk all the time, like I'm so annoying, and I know this, self-awareness is key. But also, I literally didn't speak. I just sat there and just nodded my head the whole time because he wouldn't stop talking. I'm like, oh my God, this was my dream like a few years ago. I just felt so sad. I want to joke around and be goofy, and like I want you to be my best friend too. It just makes me so sad. I want you to be a good person. He's like, let's walk around the town center because it was right by where I live and just talk. And I was like, okay. All right. I'm trying to hold my hand, but I didn't want him to. So I literally put my hand in my pocket. He just sat there for another hour talking about his ex-wife and how awful she is and their divorce and everything. And it's not even just what he said, it's like how he said everything. Stand up from the table and I'm like, oh, I better go get my kids, like I gotta go get them, like I'm literally pulling the single mom card right now. He's like, I better follow you, after all I did buy you lunch. I do not need your money. I do not care for it. I don't care for it. And then I see him pop a mint and I'm like, no, you're not touching me. Nothing is happening. No. I walk to my car, I open my door and I'm like, well, thanks for lunch. I had such a great time. Thank you again. He comes over and I try to hug him and he tries to kiss me and I went, ugh! He's like, okay, I'll call you. And I was like, bye, please don't, bye. So now I'm gonna go home and eat this chimichanga alone with no fork. This was not worth it, but it helps.
I did an episode on this woman yesterday. This is part 2. In yesterday's video, she explained how her dating life was going. She very well could be lying, so we will take what she says with a grain of salt. The man she went on a date with seemed to match what she was looking for. But she rejected him because he talked too much. You see, women want a perfect man. That man does not exist. The next man she meets might be too silent for her. Women like her are never happy. They will pick apart every single man until they find one flaw they do not like. She should have taken the opportunity to be with the doctor. The doctor may have been a blue-capsuled man. But she will not find better. That doctor could have afforded to pay for her past screw-ups. This woman is almost 27. The wall is creeping up on her. She still can get a range of different men. Many of those men will tolerate her children because she has not smashed into the wall yet. What she does not understand is in a few years, when her looks fade, her power will fade. At that time, she will be kicking herself for not going out with the doctor, who made $350,000 a year.